All right, you got to give this mom some advice.
Okay.
I want to know how you'd take this. Okay, so this Christmas, one of the gifts she gave her 7-year-old James was a panda bear plush doll.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a panda doll. Ever since he's been watching Kung Fu Panda, he's been obsessed with pandas. He wants pandas, everything. He wants panda, you know, pajamas. He wants everything panda.
Okay.
But she bought this huge panda for him. And ever since Christmas, he thinks his toy is haunted.
You know, let me tell you why this is funny to me, because just last week on Family Guy, they had a Christmas episode and they had a toy. It was called Happy Asking Panda. And it was a panda that wanted your parents' credit card information, social security number, your maiden name, all that kind of stuff. So it was like it was funny that you're saying that now, right after the Family Guy episode. Okay.
Yeah. So a few days after Christmas, James ran into our bedroom crying because the panda was making faces at him.
Ooh, yeeks.
So she moved the panda to the playroom. He was unable to fall asleep after that. Ever since then, he's been trying to destroy it.
He buried
it in the backyard under the snow.
Wow.
But the mom went out there and got it and brought it back.
What? Why don't you just get rid of it? The kid hates it. The kid's scared of it.
No, she's wondering if you should say, this is a time to teach. There's no such thing as haunted pandas. It's not evil. It's just a panda.
Right. If you give in to it and say, yeah, let's get rid of it, then what you're doing is you're promoting the idea that things around you can cause anxiety. Yeah. I mean, we think about the kid's 7, you said? 7?
Yeah, 7.
Yeah. Okay, so that's an age where kids, even though they can express an idea, doesn't mean they fully grasp what that idea is. And mostly what they want to know is that the world around them is okay. Like, everything's okay. You're going to be okay. Everybody's going to be okay. Everybody in your world is going to be okay. That's all they want to know. So I think...
There's the panda.
Oh, you're giving me... Okay, you made a picture of the panda. Well, I have to say, the mom made a stupid mistake, because the panda you're showing me is really fucking scary looking. That is a scary looking panda.
Isn't it? That thing is haunted.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, for the most part, I think it's important to teach the kid a lesson that inanimate objects are exactly that. They're not going to hurt you. But that panda is creepy looking.
Yeah. So if that's haunted, I don't know. I think you throw it away and let them believe. I don't think it's a teachable moment.
No, I don't think you let him believe it's haunted. I think you say, you know what? Mommy made a mistake. This panda does look, it's not haunted. No such thing as a haunted panda, but it does look creepy. And now that you point that out, it's a creepy looking thing. So I'm going to get rid of it and get you something else instead. But just know that it's not haunted, because things are not haunted.
See, different parent than me, because when my oldest was growing up, there was a cat. It was a black cat, and if you press its paw, his eyes glow, and it went woo, 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 and it was freaky looking. So that was Kitty with the eyes that glow. That's what we called it. So in the middle of the night, I would sneak into his bedroom and go, and so then he would freak out, and then he would want to throw Kitty with the eyes that glow away, and I would I would put him in the attic, but I would bring him out every now and then. I think it makes you stronger.
I see what you're saying, that you're like, you forced your kid to have to deal with it, have to deal with his fears, basically.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't think that's an age that a kid should have to deal with their fears. I just don't. You know, I think it's okay at 7 years old to not force a kid to deal with their fears. But I think it's a teachable moment in the way you should say, look, it's very creepy. I agree. Now that I look at it, it does look a little, it looks like a mean, weird looking thing, but it's not haunted. Things aren't haunted. But no, I would get rid of that thing. That thing's ugly.
That's burn it.
Yeah, I'm an adult. If I had that in the house, I would burn it. I'd be like, get that thing out of here. That thing's fucking scary.